When I embraced Islam 30 years ago, I asked myself if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be alive, if the Prophet alaihi wasallam would be in our midst, what would I ask the Prophet Muhammad alaihi wasallam? What is it what I would like to know? And then I imagined myself so many different questions that I could ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I went on a journey looking for that hadith of Rasulina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, until I stumbled upon a very beautiful hadith that we find in the collection of Ibn Hibban, where Ata and Ubayd ibn Umair visit the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha. And they went to the Prophet, or they went to the wife of the Prophet alayhi salam after his death, and they had a question. They came together and they said, let us visit our mother and let us ask her a question. So Ata and Ubayd entered into the room of Aisha radiallahu anha, and they came with exact the same question that I was looking for. And they said, Ya Ummah, O our mother, ما أعجب ما رأيتيه من زوجك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. O our mother, what is the most astonishing thing that you saw from the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم? I have to say, I was so happy when I read this. I said, like, okay, we're about to know something incredible. Like, it's really a glimpse of the life of the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. ما أعجب ما رأيتيه من زوجك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. What is the most astonishing thing? It was not like, what is a beautiful thing? Would you like to share something with us? It was like, literally, what is the most astonishing, stupefying, amazing, enchanting thing that you saw from your husband that nobody else knows? Of course, because she was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she saw from him what other people wouldn't see. فَسَكَتَتْ وَبَكَتْ. And then she remained silent, and then all of a sudden she started crying. She couldn't hold herself together. فَسَكَتَتْ وَبَكَتْ. فَقَالَتْ قَامَ لَيْلَةً مِنَ الْلَيَالِي. One night he got up in a state of panic. فَقَالَ يَا عَائِشَةَ ذَرِينِي أَتَعَبَّدُ لَيْلَةَ لِرَبِّي. يَا عَائِشَةَ, allow me tonight to worship my Lord. And Aisha radiallahu anha looked at him. Look at this beautiful way of communicating. He doesn't need her permission to worship the Lord, but it was a form of respect. So she said, Ya Rasulallah, أُحِبُّ مَا يَسُرُّكُ أُحِبُّ مَا يَسُرُّكُ وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ قُرْبَكُ. She said, Ya Rasulallah, what makes you happy is what I love, but I love you to be close to me. Like, if she would have said to the Prophet go ahead Ya Rasulallah and just do it, it would have looked like she didn't want the nearness of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. But she said no. She said, أُحِبُّ قُرْبَكُ, I love you to be close to me, but I also love for you what makes you happy. فَقَامَ فَتَوَضَّأَ ثُمَّ صَلَّى. So he woke up عليه الصلاة والسلام, stood up, made wudu, and then he started praying. قَالَتْ, and then she said, فَبَكَى حَتَّى بَلَّى لِحْيَتَهُ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَزَلْ يَبْكِي حَتَّى بَلَّ حِجْرَهُ. Then the Prophet ﷺ started crying. He couldn't hold himself together. He didn't explain why. The Prophet ﷺ's eyes were filled with tears. And she said he cried on and on until his clothes were wet, until his beard was wet. حَتَّى بَلَّ الْأَرْضِ, until the entire floor was wet. Don't you want to know why your Prophet Muhammad was crying this strongly? What was the reason behind his tears? I want to know. I wouldn't like to die now before finishing the hadith, because I want to know, Ya Rasulallah, what made you cry like this? Why is it this thing that Aisha radiallahu anha remembered and that made her cry? So she said, so he continued, حَتَّى أَتَاهُ بِلَالٍ, until Bilal entered into the room and he said, Ya Rasulallah, it is time to pray. فَرَآهُ يَبْكِي, And the Prophet and Bilal saw the Prophet ﷺ cry. He said, Ya Rasulallah, ma alladhi abkak? O Messenger of God, what made you cry? Faqal. And now we know. The Prophet ﷺ said, Inna Allah anzala alayya ayatan hadhihi al-layla. Tonight Allah has revealed upon me a verse. Al-wayl liman qara'aha wa lam yatafakkar fiha. Al-wayl, the punishment, the in loss is he who reads it and does not ponder and reflect upon it. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he was crying for the ummah, for people like myself. Maybe people, some of you are not, where people live in a time where they no longer ponder over the book of Allah Jalla wa Ala. I am not lying when I say that the book of Allah, like one of the scholars said, مَا رَأَيْتُ حَاضِرًا أَشْبَهَ بِغَائِبٍ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. I have not seen anything as present but as absent as the Qur'an at the same time. Because if you tell the majority of the people, what is the meaning of وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَا? They wouldn't know. وَالصَّافَاتِ صَفَّا? They wouldn't know. وَالْمُرْسَلَاتِ عُرْفَا فَالْعَاصِفَاتِ عَصْفَا وَالنَّاشِرَاتِ نَشْرَا. This is our Arabic language. And the problem is that the majority of the people don't understand it. And then Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will come. Like Allah mentioned in al-Qur'an, He said, Ya Rabb, inna qawmi hadha attakhadu al-Qur'ana mahjura. Yawm al-Qiyamah, He will come. Say, my Lord, oh my Lord, my people migrated away from the Qur'an. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Abshiru, be happy. Why should I be happy, Ya Rasulullah? فَإِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. He said, this Qur'an, حَبْلُ الْمَتِينِ, is the lifeline, the support of the Muslims that was given by Allah. Hold on to it so that you would never lose and never go astray. So now the Prophet ﷺ said, a verse has been revealed tonight. الْوَيْلُ لِمَنْ قَرَأَهَا وَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرْ فِيهَا. The one who reads it and does not ponder and think over it, he will lose. What will he lose? He will lose everything. Like one of the Salihin said, مَنْ فَاتَهُ اللَّهُ فَاتَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ وَإِنْ وَجَدَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. The one who hasn't got Allah, he lost everything, even if he has everything. وَمَنْ فَاتَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. And the one who loses everything and misses out on everything, but not on Allah, he has everything. So this is why he was crying. What are these verses now? What are the verses that the Prophet ﷺ, that were revealed and that we should think about? It are the verses, Habibi. It is the sunnah to read them when you wake up. When you wake up, the last 10 verses of Surah Al Imran. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, whenever he would wake up, he would look at the stars, not at a screen. Like the first thing people do is, oh, what are people saying about the world? He wanted to know what the Lord of the world was saying. And he would look at the stars. So that the first connection in the very morning was with the divine and not with creation. With the all-knowing, not with creation. With the guide of humanity, not with a phone. فَكَانَ يَنْدُرُ فِي الْآفَاقِ. He would look at the horizon. And then he would say, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَاتِ. So he would read it while he would observe the stars and be amazed by Allah Jalla wa Ala's power and creation. So what do we take away from this? Number one, Habibi, look into the sunnah. All the times that we're scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, we are scrolling away our connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's nothing more beautiful than hearing the words of the Prophet alaihi wasallam. And like I said a year ago when I gave the khutbah here, when hadith comes to you, wallahi, when a hadith comes to you, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying this hadith, he wanted you as well to hear it. One of the reasons why we are here now and hearing it is because we as Ahlul Sunnah, we believe in Al-Qadha wal-Qadr. We believe in predestination. And we were meant to hear this hadith today. And just that should make us rejoice, should make us happy. So bil-ikhtisar al-shadid, these ayat, the last 10 of Surah Al-Imran, if you read them, you do not ponder over them, The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-wail. Yani that person will be in loss, that person will lose out on himself, will lose out on his connection with Allah, on his connection with the Quran, and so much more. I ask Allah Jalla wa Ala subhanahu wa ta'ala bi asma'ihi al-husna wa sifatihi al-ula an yaj'alana wa iyyakum min al-mustami'ina lil-qawli wal-mutabi'ina ahsanahu innahu huwal-ghafurur rahim wastaghfiruhu.